Evident Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. And when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this November the 3rd on the West Coast, now November the 4th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. I'd like to welcome those listening in also around the world on Wind Talkers Radio Network, and hope that you enjoy tonight's show. Well, we're on the heels of an election. I did my hour-long rant yesterday, added with a little bit of what very spiritual and prophetic music by the late Marvin Gaye, Mercy, Mercy Me, talking about the whole issue of the wars and all the things that mankind is expected to do while the elite make billions, even trillions of dollars staging wars, peddling drugs around the world. Marvin told the story very succinctly in his music, and so I featured a lot of that. And some people found that very enlightening because, just like I mentioned, they said, well, I never really paid attention to the words, what he was saying. It was the music, it was the feeling, it was the dancing, the grooving to the beat, and it really didn't matter what he was saying, but the whole point of his music was the message that he delivered, especially on his album that featured what he was calling the ecology. And I played a song that described a politician to the T. It was called You're the Man. And, of course, What's Going On. And all three of those songs basically address the geopolitical machine, especially that of the United States. But he really didn't have to name a country because the game is played the same way wherever we are. I also mentioned chemtrails on a couple of shows recently because we have received some information regarding the contents in the cocktail mixture that they're not spraying in the skies, that we're not seeing. It's not in cowboy movies, and even the most recent release of the movie Jackass has chemtrails in it, being sprayed in real time in the film, by the way. But we don't see that because that's not happening. And I read off a list of those elements, and we're going to talk about that and what you can do to protect yourself against these biological assaults on not just human beings, but on all animals and on the land and the seas and all the creatures that live therein, including plant life. There is a major assault underway, and we do have help, but we need to be aware of these things and speak out. Now, those of you that feel that you accomplished something with your vote yesterday, well, it's quite possible that you have in some small way, but we know that elections can be staged. They're fixed for a predictable outcome, and so we have really no reason to believe that this was an honest election anyway. Not with all the other corruption going on in the world, it wouldn't make sense for someone to be honest in an election. So we arm ourselves with information so that we know how to defend ourselves. And we're going to bring you the truth on this show, regardless of what the mainstream media does. We're not really interested. We know that if you take what they tell you and turn it around 180 degrees, then you will get to the truth. Tonight's guest is a man of many hats. He's an environmental scientist, a chemist, historian, an herbalist, and even a musician. And he's come back to share some information in regard to some of the things he's researching in the health arena. And he's our good friend, Michael Anthony. Michael, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Don. Thank you. Great to be back.
Well, you got to hear what I said, Michael. What are I don't know if you heard the list of things that are in the chemtrails. Have you had a chance to hear me read that yet?
Don, I am very familiar with that, and it's truly a toxic cocktail. Compliments of the traders in Washington, D.C. via the United Nations. And it's definitely serious. And we're under attack, not just with the chemtrails, of course, but contaminated food supply, contaminated water supply. Your standard, I would say, household cleaners, for the most part, the average American out there may still be using mainstream type commercial corporate products that are, you know, very lethal. I mean, hey, just often when people spray their deodorant sprays that they would use, they're exposing themselves to a lot of toxicity and aluminum right there as well. And so it's a constant effort, Don, to always remain vigilantly aware of exactly what we are being exposed to, whether consciously or unconsciously, in this world today that we're in. No question about it. It takes constant effort to ensure one's health today. You can't take it for granted.
Yes, I agree. Now, aside from the things that they're spraying in the chemtrails, and aside from the fact that they're denying this, there are also many potential carcinogenic combinations that are resultant of the interaction of these heavy metals with the atmosphere, and under more stress because of the biologicals that are being put into the chemtrails. I ask a basic question the past two nights in a row. What would what would propel anyone into spraying human red blood cells into the sky, or human white blood cells?
Sure, let alone the rest of the mix.
The back, different strains of bacteria.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I guess, Don, since the population isn't volunteering for the shots, I guess they feel they'll just deposit it in the sky and we'll breathe it in. Mm-hmm. And one way or the other, they're going to vaccinate us, Don, because they just care so much about our well-being.
Yeah.
And it's obviously disgusting, Don. What this behavior is inhuman, because no real, honest, sensible human being with a sane mind would even consider such thoughts, let alone actually doing it, physically doing it. It's really insane.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've heard this discussed on mainstream radio, and of course, I have yet to hear one mainstream personality on any radio station. I'm not talking about alternative media, but mainstream. You get in your car and turn on your radio. That's mainstream radio. Or you turn on your little portable.
Yes, lamestream radio. Right.
I've yet to hear any of them really describe what chemtrails are. I've heard a couple pretend to be interested in the topic because of their listeners prodding and encouragement to interview so-and-so because they're an expert. And these are people that you never heard, by the way, in the alternative media. They're not going to invite a Clifford Carnicom to come and talk about what he's found in lab studies of chemtrail residue. So they bring a disinformation agent out to say, oh, no, these are contrails. These are natural events that occur because of condensation and cold air, even if it's 120 degrees and
a beautiful summer day.
Feet. Yes. You know, and we know contrails form much higher under normal circumstances. In fact, I don't see contrails anymore. I just see chemtrails.
Yes, I mean, contrails are hard to find today. And rightfully so, because they don't linger so long in the sky.
Yeah, but I mean, when you see a plane flying up at 100,000 feet, you would see contrails.
Yes, you would.
And they're usually not more than the length of the plane.
That's correct, because they're rapidly dissipating.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of lingering.
Yeah.
And then descending. Because the chemtrails, after they're deposited initially at a high altitude, you'll always observe them to descend. And as they descend, they begin to widen. That thin line is now widening. And they have a pattern of flybys in close proximity to each other, one deposition after another, so that as they descend together and widen, they merge. Next thing you know, you have a blanket in the sky,
mm-hmm.
a milky grayish blanket in the sky. And contrails just don't do that.
Yes, that's true. Now, somewhere, I'm looking for this clip. I hope I can find it. I have a clip of a weatherman. This is a European weatherman describing what chemtrails are. And he's referring to the chemtrails as ice crystals. And I have to play this if I can find it here. I'm conducting a search.
That's the best they can come up with.
Oh, it's a doozy. But. I have to say.
It's just ice crystals lingering in the sky on that hot summer day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm going to find it. I'm going to try. But in the meantime, we'll talk. And if I do, I'm going to say, hey, I found it. We got to listen to this thing.
It's such an absurd explanation. But that's what they come up with.
Yeah, you're going to have to actually hear it for yourself. There's no doubt about it. Anyway, I want to talk about some remedies, some ways that we can protect ourselves. We've talked about orgone generators and orgone accumulators, and really, what we want to do is drive this negative energy away from us. So, if a person has an orgone generator, they are going to be pulling the door energy, the negative energy, out of the environment and sending ore energy, the positive orgone, back into the atmosphere, and it has a tendency to drive all of this stuff away.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very interesting, unless you've made one of these devices or purchased one and used it. It stretches one's imagination to think that can occur. But seen from the air or seen from space, there's a blue aura that's given off and can be seen over quite a distance, sometimes at great altitude and over a very wide area from just one device. So it depends a lot as to what's going on. As to whether or not it's going to have any major effect, but at least over your area, it should clear it out. And I've talked about that with Ken Adachi and Jim Murray and other people. We've talked about this technology that's basically been hidden from people, but it's made quite a comeback, an underground comeback, if you want to use that term.
That's great.
We've called sylphs.
Yes.
I've taught the most skeptical people you can imagine how to call sylphs, and they're amazed when they see the chemtrails being cleared up. Now,
yes, it is amazing, though, still.
Yeah, it is. I'm just as amazed. And
that's right.
I've been doing it for years.
Yeah, it's always amazing to behold it, but it's a beautiful thing. It shows that Mother Nature, life itself, is alive. And what we're dealing with is an attack by clearly sinister forces against life itself. It's not just against us as mankind, but all of life. These scumbags are just hell-bent on destroying God's beautiful creation. And so, unfortunately for them, they're on the losing side. They're never going to beat God, no matter how much they try. They're never going to outdo Mother Nature, no matter how much they try. But they're trying hard, no question about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And it's an assault on nature. So when you consider the universal laws that are being violated, think of the karma that's being racked up.
Exactly.
I've heard others talk about this subject, and they all basically say the same thing. It's unimaginable that someone could be flying a plane like that and be able to sleep at night knowing
yes.
that what they're doing, unless they're that much under mind control or if these are just drones that are up there
right.
being radio controlled. So
sometimes they're even in commercial airlines and they're mixing it in, I guess, with the fuel. And or actually they're hooking up another sprayer on that commercial plane. But it's anybody that's consciously aware of doing this, it baffles the mind, Don. I mean, we can understand the Rockefellers, the Schwarzschilds, and these evil bankster cabal with their pathetic selfishness. But just the average person, it's like, hey, well, it's a job. This is what I do. It's how I get paid. I just fly these jets and I deposit whatever they tell me to deposit. And I just, you know, I got a family to raise. I got a family to feed, Mike. I mean, if there's people like that out there still that will sell their souls for anything, I feel sorry for them. Because, Don, you hit it right on the head. What goes around comes around. Their karmas will be so heavy, I just feel sorry for them. Wouldn't want to pay back such karmas. It would be too crushing of a weight. And these fools, that's what's in store for them.
Yeah, yeah. Now, in terms of the already published information, there seems to be a drastic change in the cocktail, and it's been specifically described to me as being in different amounts or different concentrations of these elements, depending on where in the world they're spraying this. And there is a connection to proteins. There's a connection to DNA. There's a connection to the nervous system, the blood. There is a connection to renal failure, which from the short studies that I've done on this appear to be the case in every aspect of being exposed to toxic amounts of some of these heavy metals. And in just researching aluminum, or the other pronunciation that they use everywhere and everywhere else in the world besides the United States is aluminium, there's no mention of aluminum or the byproducts of the manufacturing process going into our drinking water. I find that rather interesting that they get really deep into aluminum and the toxicity if you exceed the daily amounts. Well, aluminum is not meant to be breathed in into the lungs. And this causes a lot of problems the way it interacts with the other heavy metals, which are also in toxic amounts. There are actually some metals that are used in the process of creating fiberglass or fiberglass insulation.
Mm-hmm.
Those are just a few of the products. Now, we have lawsuits being advertised on TV today, things that go back 20, 30, 40 years. The exposure to asbestos and the various lung diseases that have been created, because they knew these construction materials were dangerous. That's the reason why they brought the World Trade Center down, besides all the other tangential causes, to hide the corruption that had gone on. But one of the major issues was that it was going to cost billions of dollars to properly remove asbestos.
Mm-hmm.
And they figured a way to make money from the event rather than to do it properly and take thousands of lives and hide a heck of a lot of financial corruption.
Yep.
And use that as a pretext to go into more war.
That's right, Don. But they made profit, at least. That's what they do. They're good at making profit, those dirtbags.
Yeah.
Profit at any cost, I believe, is their motto.
So, again, we're being assaulted in the same way, even though legislation has been put in place and there are certain procedures that have to be followed to safely remove asbestos from building materials or from buildings, from homes and offices and factories. And they made it expensive by design, of course. These things don't have to be expensive, but when they come under federal government regulations, they have to have plenty of cheese to spread around to pad everybody's mm-hmm. pockets.
As soon as they begin to regulate, the cost of everything goes right up.
Yes. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens when a government gets involved. Unfortunately, it's really sad. It's pathetic. This is where we are in the 21st century.
Mm-hmm. But this doesn't excuse the fact that this is going on, you see.
No, not at all. And, you know, Don, there's another little tidbit to the blood samples being deposited as well. Now, can you imagine the volume of blood that must be involved here if they're going to deposit it in such a way across the atmosphere, around the globe? It's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since they're satanic and they love to shed blood as part of their sacrifices and their rituals for their Satan worshiping, then look at this perspective now with the deposition of blood as well. This is all part of a satanic ritual for sure. And this is exactly what we're dealing with. These are the type of people we are contending with. There can't be any type of mercy or understanding towards such people. It must be the total removal of these people in order for sanity and wholeness to be restored on this planet.
Mm-hmm. Now, last week we had the opportunity to talk about some of your herbal remedies and how they're helping people who have been overcome by certain respiratory problems, infections, and even worse.
Yes, sir.
In terms of, and I know I ran this list by you, I was interested in making this part of, you know, our discussion tonight. The Serratia, Marsisens, bacteria, Streptomyces, mm-hmm. and Pseudomonas aeruginosa bacteria, which are highly resistant, even though in the beginning, and where this is going way back in the early 1900s, Streptomyces was used to create antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
And now there were over 550 different strains of this bacteria. And it impacts how people get sick.
Yes.
The word bacteria is synonymous with infection, is it not?
Yes, it is.
So,
Of course, you have friendly bacteria as well, but mm-hmm. of course, when we hear the term, it's always associated with the pathogen type, disease-causing type. So absolutely, it's synonymous.
So here we're talking about something that's really identifiable. Okay, if you were able to look at a culture, they know there are 550 different kinds of these bacteria, so they have to be able to identify them. Some structure.
That's correct. All through microscopic work. Yes.
Yeah. And I would presume it's difficult to make a mistake. Would it not be? And once you recognize what a particular bacterium looks like, and how it functions, what it's resistant to, what it's not resistant to, you know, you run a series of lab tests on it and you can narrow it down. But they say there are ever emerging versions of this. Now, do you think nature is doing that on her own, or is this going on in a lab?
Well, unfortunately, it's unlikely that it's nature doing it on her own, with man's constant interference now dabbling in such black magic sciences, where, of course, you're dealing with organisms that are pathogenic, and you're helping to develop them, and so that's a very dangerous type of practice. But mankind, these guys, they do it like, you know, they're gods, that they know how to do everything so perfectly, and so it's very dangerous, and they are definitely contributing to an increase in pathogens that exist today, no question about it. But I will say this, Don, that even with the various differences that bacteria, types of bacteria strains will have, they'll have a lot of commonalities more than differences. And ultimately, though, when it comes to such infections, there has to be an internal environment that's really conducive for them to grow. And that's the beauty of really studying microbiology, because instead of focusing too much on the slight differences of strains and their particular characteristics, it's better to focus on the fact that they have one thing definitely in common in order for them to thrive. And that is a stagnant environment that's low in oxygen. And they need a media to feed on. And that media is primarily one that is stagnant, and it's putrefactive state.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the essential environment that they have to have. You take away that environment, and even when you get exposure, they just can't really take. And if they were able to get a foot in the door and you start to sense a little bit of something, maybe a sore throat or nauseous in the stomach, and any kind of symptom, and it's trying to get a foot in the door on you, it won't take anything to wipe it out, because it cannot find that internal environment that it really needs to establish itself. If that environment does exist, it'll take off like wildfire as far as growing colonies. And therefore, combating it to wipe it out is going to take a lot more effort. And even under those circumstances, which is common for me, because a lot of my clientele, their diets aren't always perfect. They do have putrefactive environments in their system, making it conducive for the infection. And I will say that by the grace of the good Lord, the infection killer is so potent that it normally doesn't take very much to wipe it out. And especially if you're catching it in the early stages. So the infection killer is, as far as all my experiences, and I'm sure everybody that uses it will say, it's heaven sent. The stuff knows how to stop an infection dead in its tracks quickly. And while it simultaneously is building up the immune system, unlike antibiotics, which are simultaneously destroying the immune system. And the immune system essentially is your own defenses coming out to try to drive out the invading forces. In this case, it would be an infection. And when you have your own troops trying to fight the enemy that's invading, you want to beef up those troops. The more troops you have, the better chance you're going to wipe out the invasion fast. Where antibiotics, It's like dropping bombs not only on the invading enemy, but also on your own troops. And, of course, that's, again, insane, an insane approach to trying to wipe out an infection. You're much better off building up the immune system while you attack the infection, and that way you get really fast results. And my infection killer definitely performs exactly that way. The immune system bounces up so fast that I'm still amazed, pretty much, to see such results so quickly. And so it's great to have on hand for any type of infection, that's for sure. But fundamentally, everyone just must realize, watch your diets. If you really stay close to Mother Nature, she will protect us. That's how beautiful she is. And the only way she really can, though, is we have to really only put into our body temples the foods that do not contribute to a putrefactive condition. And then you'll already be ahead of the enemy, because they really can't get you so easily with their infections, because you just don't have the internal environment that's conducive for their growth.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned oxygen deprivation. And
right.
I know that is something that I came upon in going in depth and looking at each one of these minerals. And under certain circumstances, they set up certain electromagnetic or electrical situations, even producing a byproduct of another gas and depriving or inhibiting oxygen production in the mm-hmm. atmosphere. Mm-hmm. So when these are being sprayed in toxic amounts, that seems to imply, that they're looking for a much more severe reaction or a much more
yes.
potent reaction.
Yep, accelerating the effects.
Mm-hmm. And you talk about air pollution and air quality. You'd have to be just insane to want to deprive people of oxygen or animals, plants, nature.
Right.
And I mentioned this in describing what is affected. They're noticing that the spraying has an impact on the root structures of all types of plants. So you can assume food crops as well as tree roots. And I've talked with a lot of people who have mentioned that leaves are falling much sooner. I mean, we're in the fall now, so most people should be experiencing a natural fall where the leaves turn and then drop off of certain types of trees. Of course, evergreens, that's not supposed to happen, but they're noticing that their trees look sick, or their oaks, for instance, are producing a lot more acorns. Usually they'll do that when there's a drought coming, just as a natural method of survival.
Or a heavy winter.
Or a heavy winter as well, yes.
Right.
And we haven't really had that yet, but you have to think of the consciousness of nature and how it functions just by the laws of the universe. It doesn't matter what we put on the news.
Yes, a lot of people aren't aware, Don, that actually what the plant life also relies on is a healthy bacteria environment in the soil. And so these toxins coming down are also clearly going to be destroying that healthy fauna and flora even that exists in the soil that makes plants grow, mm-hmm. helps keep them healthy anyway. And so I can see a direct correlation there, just like you said, just based on that principle alone. I'm sure they're depleting the natural friendly bacteria in the soil with this bombardment of toxins.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's a new movie that came out, or video. I don't know that it's a movie. It's a movie just for the sake of calling it that. I think it's Michael Murphy has produced this. What is it called? What is it that they're spraying, or what the heck are they spraying? Something like that. G. Edward Griffin is making a commentary in the movie, I suppose, or maybe involved in the research. And I haven't seen it, so I can't really comment on it, though I've heard some interviews. And I think when somebody comes along after all the years that we've been talking about chemtrails and the millions or even billions of people that have seen them, that someone should come along and say, well, we don't really know what's going on here or what they're spraying or what is this about? Like they're a neophyte, a beginner, and, mm-hmm. and we're all supposed to jump on that bandwagon. And I don't know about you, but I get incensed every time, you know, they repeat this thing. They start it from the beginning. And I guess it's their way of coping with the rise in consciousness and the new people who are waking up to the fact. But it doesn't matter what anybody believes about it. They're spraying the skies, and you can see it. You can capture it on film. You can pack a cap.
Absolutely, Don. When you just start to observe it, as I point out over the years, and it's so clear, it's obviously not routine normal air traffic. Normal air traffic does not fly in crisscross patterns throughout the day, for example, leaving checkerboards in the sky,
mm-hmm.
or just one after another every 15 minutes. It's normally the routine around here would be you see one, and they're always emanating from the same area. For here, it would be somewhere in the northeast, and they always seem to be emanating, and they're flying in a south-southwest direction normally, and they fly in a pattern where it's about every 15 minutes, one after another, flying right in tandem with the previous deposition. It's just not, it's obviously just not routine air traffic like they want us to believe. It's impossible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I'm looking at some links.
They just think we're a bunch of dummies.
Yeah, they put up some website, disinformation websites that are, you know, get right to the issue and tell us, well, you know, we don't know what we're talking about. We're all conspiracists or conspiracy theorists, or, you know, they want to use that term.
That's right.
We're
all crazy.
These aren't theories. Look up in the sky.
That's right.
Okay, look.
Just take some pictures while you study it.
We're telling you what it is up there.
That's right. Just keep taking pictures and you'll see exactly what we're saying. A fine deposition in the high altitudes normally, a thin white line that descends, and they keep flying by roughly every 15 minutes, depositing another one and another one in tandem, so that as they descend together, they expand. Instead of disappearing, they expand. That white thin line is now widening, and then they merge with the adjacent ones, and next thing you know, you've got a cloud in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you just seen that this cloud formed from these depositions. It's not a natural form cloud with moisture in the air. And so once you observe that just once, case is closed. This is going on. This is real. And we're being lied to, as they lie to everything else. And they lie about everything else to us as well, the dirtbags.
Mm-hmm.
Curse them. Curse them to hell. They're no good. I just, you know, and I... Don, you know I'm a peaceful guy. I don't wish ill on anybody. Even somebody who doesn't like me and they even want to be an enemy to me, it's okay. I don't care. I won't wish you harm. But for dirtbags like this that are destroying God's creation, making so many people and animals, even the plant kingdom, suffer. Why? Just so they're happy? They get their jollies off? No, curse them to hell. Good riddance to them. May the good Lord burn them off the planet. And may it happen very soon. And I hope he does it right through his glorious son, the S-U-N. Because there's no better justice than to see dirtbags like scum just burn off when in the hot sun and disappear for good. I have nothing else to say that could be good about these kind of people, or nice or forgiving. It's impossible. It's too late. They're misery. They're causing the misery in the whole world, all kinds of suffering. And not just through health attacks, through air, food, and water supplies, but look at all the suffering they cause as they cause poverty, as they control the money supplies of all countries, and then they cut them off from the credit and a valued currency that has purchase power. And then they destroy everybody just through economics and make them suffer. They can't afford anything to have healthy food or some kind of decent lifestyle. No, they want them all suffering. And this is what we're dealing with. These are the kind of beings we're talking about here. The Rockefellers, the Schwarzschilds, and their associates in the banking world. Dirtbags, scum. May the Lord's hot sun burn them right off the planet. Good riddance to them.
Yeah, no, they call this cloud seeding, which cracks me up, because when they do this in a perfectly clear blue sky, or they're planting seeds to grow clouds. That's what they're doing, you know.
Well, they're not depositing a type of seed that would be a type of dust particle that would allow moisture to develop quickly and then produce a natural cloud that's mainly moisture.
No, I understand that. I'm saying their excuse is that it's cloud seeding.
Yeah, but you notice there's never any rain from those clouds.
Yeah, of course. There's never any clouds when they start it.
That's yes, exactly. That's right, Don. And when they used to say that, because when we had some drought-type environments during some summers in the past, and they would actually say, yes, they must be seeding clouds to get it to rain. It's like, well, they're not having any luck at it. They're sure causing a lot of clouds to form every day, week straight, and yet there's no rain. And obviously, that can't be their intention, because seeding clouds for rain, that's old. That's easy to do.
Yeah. I'm still looking for that video. I mean, this, I think I might have found it here.
You know, Don, and let me just add into this real quick, another great little story. Somebody out your way, a real nice girl named Allison, and she contacted me a couple months back. She was traveling domestically from one airport to another, and they had her go through a scan. And she said that within 15 minutes, she started getting seriously ill effects from the exposure of those X-ray machines.
Mm-hmm.
So she asked me, what should she do? And I asked her if she still had system tone, and she said she did. So I said, take it in big doses, at least 10 capsules, maybe 15 for a few days. And ultimately, my cancer blaster is the quick fix for rapid detoxing and restoring strength and vitality. And so I sent some of that out to her right away. And she reported just recently to me that the system toner did help her tremendously. And when she got the cancer blaster, in no time, she was just 100% feeling great. And all the ill effects were gone from the radiation exposures.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was just another great story. It's like, you know, the Lord is so good. I just love it to be able to hear such reports of people getting well quickly after serious exposures. And again, it's very simple. It's just Mother Nature. It's Mother Nature in a bottle. That's how we stay healthy. There's no other way. Mother Nature is the key. And they know that. And that's why they want to cut us off from Mother Nature. That's why they don't want us having access to the plant kingdom, whether it's through the fruits and vegetables that are so healthy when they're nice and ripe and local, or whether it's through the special plants called herbs that have amazing, wondrous, miraculous effects on the body when they're properly used. And so Mother Nature's the key to our well-being. Always will be. That's just the way the good Lord designed it.
Yeah. Okay. I've got this thing queued up. I'm pretty certain this is the video. I had to go look for it again. But this is Chemtrails explained by Weatherman? Question mark. Okay. And this is Dutch. This is going to be in Dutch. We're an international program, intergalactic program, so there are some listeners who will understand this. Have a listen here.
15, 16 graden gingen we toe. En als er dan niet al te veel wind is, is het natuurlijk geweldig op het terras, lekker in de zon. Maar er was ook nog wat anders vandaag. Er zijn heel veel foto's over gezien, heel veel foto's naar me opgestuurd vandaag, over die vliegtuigstrepen die er zoveel te zien waren. Het zegt in de eerste plaats natuurlijk iets hoeveel vliegtuigen er eigenlijk überhaupt in de lucht zijn. We hebben er ooit wel eens aan zitten rekenen tijdens mijn opleiding. Dat zijn er duizenden die tegelijkertijd in de lucht zitten. Maar er is meer over te vertellen. Want zodra die vliegtuigstrepen zichtbaar blijven, dus dat ze niet oplossen, betekent dat er in de bovenlucht vrij veel vocht zit. Als het vocht er niet is, als het droge lucht is, dan zie je dat die strepen vrijwel direct achter die vliegtuigen weer oplossen. Ik kan er nog iets over vertellen, over de vliegtuigstrepen. Dit is een vuistregel, dat iedere 100 meter dat je omhoog gaat in de atmosfeer, gaat de temperatuur ongeveer 1 graad naar beneden. Nou, vandaag dus hadden we 15 graden aan de grond. Betekent dat je op zo'n 1500 meter, dat het dan gaat vriezen, dat 0 graden is. Als het erboven zit, daar vriest het dus. Zeker op deze hoogte, want er zit dan een stuk hoger. Wat u hier ziet, die vliegtuigstreep bestaat dus niet uit waterdruppeltjes, maar zijn gewoon ijskristallen. Okay, we gaan hier naar nog.
Okay, you hear the last word, ice crystal. now I can understand a lot of that. I don't speak Dutch, but I can understand it. And mm-hmm. It's very much like Swiss German, actually.
Is it? Okay.
And he's got a picture of sort of like a peacock of peacock feathers, we'll say, like a peacock's tail just spreading out in the sky. And there's a small tree in the foreground, and he keeps pointing to the chemtrails, saying that above so many hundred meters, all of a sudden he's nowhere near the correct amount. In fact, he says above 1500 meters, it goes, it starts to freeze, turns to ice crystals. But the guy is obviously lying.
If you're high enough up there this time of year especially, yeah. If it's moisture, it's going to freeze. But explain to us, sir, how it stays intact as it descends. If it's just ice, then why doesn't it become moisture after it descends and no longer in a solid phase? How can that be, sir, if you're really scientifically accurate with your explanation? It doesn't literally hold water, that explanation.
No, it doesn't. And certainly those who speak Dutch are going to get an idea. But if you could see the body language, see the expression on his face.
Like he knows he's lying, Doc?
Oh, yeah.
You see the guilty conscience look?
He's lying. He's just delivering the message.
Yeah, but the old guilty conscience.
Now I have another version here. This is also a short clip. I haven't even seen this one, but this is about chemtrails, and it's called Anchorman Chemtrail Mind Control. I think this is worth listening to, this one here. We're going to check it out.
We did pick up, as Don mentioned, a trace at the airport over the last 24 hours. But as we take a closer look, notice this looks a little funny. It's elongated across parts of southern Dade County into the Florida Bay and off into the Straits. This is what we call chaff. And what happens here, military jets, some come out of Key West Air Force Base, and they move off into the atmosphere, and they drop mylar strips, which some are coated, and if they come back to me on camera, they're about the size of this piece of paper, and they vary in size. Some could be a little wider. Some are small glass fibers that are coated in aluminum. And what the Air Force does is they take their military jets and they dump these out of the aircraft. They fall into the atmosphere, and some take as much to a day to fall down, and it's to confuse enemy radar. And they use these training exercises to, again, confuse that radar to make these little blobs appear. And it has been proven that back in operations in the Balkans and also the Gulf War that this has saved many pilots' lives. So, Don, it's a nuisance to you and I to determine what's real and what's not, but it looks like it is a life-saving operation there from the military. Indeed. Well, that's our job here, to separate chaff from the rain. That's what I mean. All right. Thank you, Trent. That's really interesting. All right. We've got partly cloudy evening in...
We've got to listen to that again. Now, that's taking place over Florida. Can you believe what this guy just said?
You know, I mean, where do they get these idiots?
They're practicing for Iraq and Afghanistan over Florida.
Yes, with anti-radar. Yes.
Anti-radar. Wouldn't it make sense to just shut the radar off?
Yeah.
Take it out. That's the first thing they do anyway.
Yes, but that's an old technique. There's no reason really to run test runs of depositing that. It's an old technique. If they are really in a war scenario conflict and they have to throw off the enemy's radar, well, you do it then. There's no reason to just do trial runs. It's simple. You just fly and you deposit it. I mean, there's nothing to experiment with.
I have to play this again if you allow me to do that. Listen to this setup. I mean, this is insane.
We did pick up, as Don mentioned, a trace at the airport over the last 24 hours. But as we take a closer look, notice this looks a little funny. It's elongated across parts of southern Dade County into the Florida Bay and off into the Straits. This is what we call chaff. And what happens here, military jets, some come out of Key West Air Force Base, and they move off into the atmosphere, and they drop mylar strips, which some are coated. And if they come back to me on camera, they're about the size of this piece of paper, and they vary in size. Some could be a little wider. Some are small glass fibers that are coated in aluminum. And what the Air Force does is they take their military jets and they dump these out of the aircraft. They fall in the atmosphere, and some take as much to a day to fall down. And it's to confuse enemy radar, and they use these training exercises to, again, confuse that radar to make these little blobs appear. And it has been proven that back in operations in the Balkans and also the Gulf War that this has saved many pilots' lives. So, Don, it's a nuisance to you and I to determine what's real and what's not, but it looks like it is a life-saving operation there from the military. Indeed. Well, that's our job here, to separate chaff from the rain. That's what I think. All right. Thank you, Trent.
You guys are doing a miserable job at your job, let me tell you right now. I guess there must be a lot of flack over Florida that they need to use anti-radar techniques over the state of Florida these days.
Yeah.
I mean, what a bunch of stooges.
Chaff. And this is to take out the radar. This is.
Mm-hmm. So I guess that's all it is, Don. It's just anti-radar trials and practice runs by the Air Force going on all around the world.
And it takes a day to come down. A day. Imagine. Oh, and there's a comment there. Contact this brainwashed weatherman here, and they give a...
Yeah, there you go.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why they make the big bucks, because they're willing to say any BS. It's incredible.
When you start reading the comments, and those innocent strips fall where? Onto our backyard? And who has authorized them to throw poisonous waste?
That's right.
Onto our property?
That's right. Exactly. But it's all because they got to keep us safe, Don.
Oh, it's...
Doing everything they can to protect us. What a bunch of guys.
Oh, there are a couple more here that might be worth listening to. I don't do this often, but
I think you got to hand out the hip waders if we're going to listen to any more of this bee crap here. You know, we should at least have hip waders on because they're starting to shovel it pretty heavy.
Now, here's one. I came across this a while ago. Of course, Cliff Carnicom has got an interview on a certain network that I don't want to even mention. He's done some great work. Mike Castle has been a chemtrail opposition researcher for many years. And there's one I played this on a past show. The German military has been exposed as spraying chemtrails. And, you know, admission and whole nine yards. I mean,
wow.
Germans have taken it very seriously. There are videos out there showing all the canisters on these planes.
Right.
I mean, you know, the seats are removed from the planes, some of them having been passenger planes.
But there's nothing sinister going on.
No. No, well, we could belabor this, I suppose, you know, till the cows come home, and I think we got our point across.
Yes, Don, and it's by increasing everyone's awareness that eventually something can be done, and so I really do appreciate all your efforts on that, as well as everybody else out there that you mentioned that are trying to get this information out there, and they're studying it, and it's only through awareness that we're going to turn the tables on these dirtbags. As long as they keep everybody, for the most part, in a state of ignorance, they'll have their way. But once people are aware exactly of the game afoot, then we can turn the tables on these dirtbags once and for all.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all it comes down to.
Yeah. Now, I've got one more video. I'm going to let it load a little bit more. Just in case it's a little bit longer, I think this one might be worth listening to. Now, I don't know who's produced this. I've seen this person's videos before, and they're pretty good. This, as I've been saying, we should be... this was even posted on Ken Adachi's site at one point. And Ken, of course, has a lot of information. All right, I'm going to run this. This is called Killer Chemtrails, The Shocking Truth.
The air conditioning in the summer, the drone of lawnmowers, the smack of leather on willow, has been added a new noise.
What were the skies like when you were young?
They went on forever. We lived in Arizona, and the skies always had little fluffy clouds in them, and they were long and clear, and there were lots of stars in the night. And when it would rain, they were beautiful, the most beautiful skies, as a matter of fact. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow on fire, and the clouds would catch the colors everywhere. That's unique. I used to look at them all the time.
Now they're showing the difference between a contrail and a chemtrail.
They begin as normal contrails from a jet engine, but do not fade away like a normal contrail.
Some narration here coming up. A lot of pictures. Appears to be a musical video presentation.
Right.
And we're cheating listeners out of the video But I can tell you, they're showing hundreds of chemtrails all over.
Right, with all the patterns done?
Yeah, checkerboards, X's.
Right.
People standing there watching them. They're putting up graphics about the bees being killed, the carcinogenic substances. They mentioned barium, ethylene dibromide, aluminum. Again, we get those disclosures. I guess it's you have to be looking at this. It's more a visual presentation and some video graphics.
Yeah, and it's through the visuals that people are going to have to, you know, will quickly acknowledge that it's definitely not typical contrail type of activity.
No, and, you know, Easter Sunday this past year, they were out there spraying chemtrails over everybody, knowing full well that people are traveling to visit relatives, celebrating the holiday, kids are home from school. And they were spraying across the country. People were describing it. Of course, those that looked up and saw it.
Yes.
There are documentaries that go into great detail. I mentioned Cliff Carnicom. I've seen his lectures and his presentations, and he's corroborated much of what we've been talking about on a small scale. You know, he's paid for this research himself, and he set up his website to reveal all this research, and it's coming from other places. Other chemists are looking at it. Mm-hmm. People who come from various scientific backgrounds are looking into it, and just some regular people that are just concerned about it.
It should
raise a number of questions, and they're certainly not being answered. This is an orchestrated effort to poison the skies. It interacts with HAARP. We know that just because of some of the heavy mm-hmm. metals that they're putting in there, and these are awaiting, let's say, electromagnetic commands.
Yes.
They can manipulate these in a certain way. And I've described this on several shows, even this week. I talked about the event of August 25th, 2009, where they sprayed the whole state of Ohio and Ontario, Canada, to block us from seeing what was going on up in space. And that was a real event. And it's still going on. So you can assume that the chemtrails have part to do with that. And they have a variety that spreads very rapidly. I mean, in 15 minutes, they pretty much have the skies covered up.
Yes, Don. And so I will still hold to my primary theory that even though they're multitasking and with the chemtrail depositions, there's a manifold of intentions and effects that they're trying to cause down here on our planet. But I believe still primarily it's serving as a filter to screen out the sun's rays from striking us. I believe that is their ultimate agenda with this activity, because it's going to be through the sun that everything is going to be renewed here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm convinced of that, and I believe time will soon prove that to be true. And they're well aware of it. This would justify the explanations of why they have developed a lot of underground facilities
mm-hmm.
for long-term living, not just to work, but to live. And why is that? That's because they know something impending is coming, and they're trying to hide from it. But these dirtbags, I'm convinced at this point in time, know there's nowhere to hide. These radiations are going to be so fine and powerful, they're going to penetrate into the interior of the Earth. There's no way to hide from it. So their only last recourse is to try to filter off, to reflect the sun rays from striking.
I don't think it's just the sun, though. I mean, why put, again, why put human red blood cells in the
sun? Yes, they're multitasking. They're clearly multitasking. And I'm afraid, Don, that with the blood samples themselves, that they're invoking something very sinister.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, we're talking about a huge quantity of blood that they have to be using.
Oh, yeah. And you got to ask yourself, what is the source of that blood?
You got it.
Blood, right? Are these the abducted children that they're sacrificing? Or is this coming from the Red Cross blood donations at their blood bank?
Mm-hmm. You know? I believe it's all of that, Don, in addition to probably even from the slaughtering of the animals when they butcher.
Yeah.
Because we're talking a huge volume of blood here.
Well, in this case, it was identified specifically as human blood,
mm-hmm.
not animal blood.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that they haven't done this.
Sure.
We had reports, what, 2006, 2007, maybe 2008 in India of blood red chemtrails falling from the sky. You remember those reports?
Yes, I do.
Now, were those people imagining that, or were those
sure they're not.
Were those ice crystals, red ice
crystals? Just catching that beautiful sunset or sunrise.
Maybe we could get this Dutch weatherman on the show. What do you think?
Oh, good luck. I don't think he can afford his salary, Don, to spew such BS.
Well, I think we've driven home the point that they're spraying something in the sky. And, of course, you brought up a good point that the vaccine issue pretty much became a dud.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've got – well, they've been spraying these, you know, for a good 15 years,
yes.
Various parts of the country. So this isn't a new problem. We've been through both Democratic and Republican administrations, and back to Democratic, and now you're having a bit of a shift in the House of Representatives, but none of them care to deal with it. So,
mum is the word on chemtrails out of the nation's capital. But Don, is it apparently it's true that what's his name, Congressman? His name escapes me, but he had legislation proposed a couple years back, and in the legislation was that the government had to reveal to the public what their activities are regarding these chemtrails, what the purposes, the intentions are, and Kucinich. Yep. Apparently, a couple years ago, a report came out that he had legislation proposed, and included in that legislation was statements regarding chemtrails and the government's disclosure to the public. And apparently the bill passed, but that particular portion of it was deleted. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, I had dropped off an inch of documents to his office a number of years ago.
Uh-huh.
Around 7-8 years ago. Big packet of stuff. And of course, not a peep, other than what you just referenced.
Yes, Don. This must be the fruits of all that effort. And he must have actually analyzed it enough to put such a bill together. But it clearly got deleted, if this is all true. And this was established news a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much everybody was covering it. Mentioning it anyway, in reference to the chemtrail conversations at the time. And so it was clearly deleted, and again, mum's the word. Nobody even really knows it was in there.
Yeah.
So they're obviously in cahoots. The Congress, the Senate, they're all in cahoots.
Yeah, there's a very interesting video that just came out, produced by Cliff Richardson, called The Corporation Nation 2010. And, he goes into, this is a little bit off topic in a sense, but he goes into the duties of the General Accounting Office in the CAFR report, the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, which actually is a constitutional requirement, even on a state level. They have to produce these documents. But they don't make it public. Okay, it's been the work
of the
Servurian. And I know some people have looked into trying to find out if this funding is coming from us or this is money's going to the UN. You know, it could have been from the Food for Oil program. You remember the scam that they were running out of the UN, and all that money was right. being pilfered.
Mm-hmm. Surprise, surprise.
Kofi Annan, that name rings a bell, that he was laundering billions of dollars that were targeted to feed people.
Right.
And you just have to ask yourself, where do they come up with this extra money? This is I was listening to Drew Raines a couple of days ago on his show. He was talking about the billions and billions of dollars that they're spending to do this. This is a big effort. This is not a small thing.
Mm-hmm.
To have yes. this orchestrated effort, like clockwork,
yes.
you can just about predict when they're going to spray. You know?
That's right, and it's true. Financially, it's going to be quite a bill for these guys.
But it's not fixing anything.
No, not for us anyway. It's trying to fix things from their perspective, depopulate the planet, keep everybody sick and easily. Controllable.
Yeah.
Screen off the sunlight so it's not striking the earth. It's working a lot of things in their favor.
Yeah. Now that video I played of the one that described the weatherman as the brainwashed weatherman in Florida.
Yeah.
I just played it a short while ago. That video, made in 2008, is talking about confounding radar. Now, are we to believe that that's what was going on in Florida with all the commercial airline and military air traffic?
It's all a military exercise, testing our anti-radar capabilities over Florida.
Yeah, do you remember hearing any major news that they had to stop air traffic over Florida?
That's right, Don. Or even just an informational piece of, oh, by the way, Floridians, if you see any of these little fibers depositing on your ground, don't be alarmed. It's just your military conducting anti-radar exercises.
If I use a tiny little bit of logic, isn't it counterproductive to confound the very radar that's supposed to be directing air traffic? Preventing air,
mid-air collisions? That's a great point, Don. Yeah, you would think it would cause some problems with air traffic flow, wouldn't you?
If they're doing this in Florida, they're confounding our radar, not the Iraqi radar.
Yes, that's right.
Right?
Exactly. Who else could it be unless somehow Bin Laden from that remote cave in Afghanistan has some new sophisticated technology where he's got radar going over Florida?
Yeah, so you get my point. If you
absolutely
follow it through
not.
Just a step further and ask yourself, well, what impact does that have on air traffic?
That's a great point, Don. Clearly a negative impact.
Oh, and they were removing, they were separating the wheat from the chaff. Is that what they said?
Yes. I would think that was the ulterior message in that statement.
So do they lie? Of course. Do we catch them lying? Of course.
We just got to stand around with hip waders for now on every time they...
And a gas mask, too.
Yeah, and a gas...
In fact, I would pick the gas mask first.
Okay. You know, that's just a classic visual.
And
there they are in a conference explaining things, and we're all standing in hip waders with gas masks.
Yeah.
And we got the look and expression like, here comes the BS again, you know.
Well, we got a minute here. I want to have you give us an encapsulation of your herbal products that can be applied for people that are suffering from inhaling. Okay, they either have a lung problem. We know you have a lung formula for that.
Yes.
You have rapid heal, and you have infection killer and system toner. Those are the primary elements. Whether it's the chemtrails or even exposure to the fumes coming out of the Gulf of Mexico because of the
Brexit. Right. Yes, and those formulas are all great. And if there's a need for even a faster detox to get faster results, then I would step right up to the Cancer Blaster. And over the time when I recommend that to various clients to do that, to achieve that, it'll be faster than System Tone. And I say, well, geez, Mike, I mean, you know, why Cancer Blaster? And I said, well, that formula is designed to rapidly remove any kind of toxin as well as abnormal growths. And it works so fast that if you have any kind of toxic exposure, that would be a formula for really quickly getting it out of the system in a safe manner, while it simultaneously is building up the blood system to such a fine quality of blood. And where the system toner will do that at a slower pace, because the system toner is also addressing all the other components to the body, the glands, the organs, the bone system, the nervous system, as well as the blood system. And so it's slower at getting that kind of effect with detoxing, but it's still very effective. You just need bigger doses, where the Cancer Blaster is much quicker at it. That's why I came up with that formula for that purpose. And that's how I'm able to, through nature, wipe out abnormal growths. And otherwise, any kind of infection, then the infection killer for sure will provide just fantastic results. And if it's upper respiratory, like a bronchial, walking pneumonia type of condition, then it's mainly lung formula with a little bit of infection killer behind it, because often there is an infection in the lungs. And the lung formula, outstanding for just opening up the lungs quick. People that are asthmatics that use inhalers, only as soon as they use some lung formula, it's it. They don't need an inhaler again. And the lung formula, you normally don't need much of it to get those results. One bottle usually lasts an asthmatic a month or two. And that's somebody that's inhaling every day. And it arrests the problem so well that ultimately I find that they don't even need the lung formula that often. And then once everything's back to normal, the system toner is designed to maintain that. And so you just go to system toner for your regular maintenance, just to ensure that the body, everything in the body, the glands, the organs are getting the nourishment they need, the bones, the nervous system, the entire blood system, everything's being addressed. And you'll know it because you feel good. You'll notice when you go without the system toner a little bit that you just don't have that extra sharp edge going that the system toner does provide the body. And the net result is a sharp mind. And that's the beauty of a healthy body. It's the mind that we get from a healthy body. Very sharp, focused mind.
Well, you don't have to have cancer to use the Cancer Blaster if they're putting carcinogenics in the chemtrails.
That's correct, Don. You know, and so sometimes people feel reluctant. Well, Mike, you know, it scares me. You're scaring me because it's Cancer Blaster, and I don't have that. But that's what it does. It wipes out abnormal growths. And even if you don't have that, but you have a fair amount of toxins that you want to get rid of quick, then the Cancer Blaster is what you go to first, and you'll see the results are beautiful very quickly. And the first organ, which is the skin, is what you notice is right off the bat. This quality of the skin is very noticeable. And then the complexion that comes with it, very noticeable. And that's the sign of health right there. Beautiful complexion, very nice skin. That's how you can get a quick read on somebody where their health is at, how good it is. And a cancer blaster just is aces all the way for fast delivery of those results. And then, again, once everything is like that, and we're real close to that, well, you need a system toner. It will do the same thing gradually over time.
Yes, well, we're out of time. I hate to say that, but we are, and we got to say goodnight. But I want to encourage folks to get in touch with you. They can go to my website, directlightproductions.com, click on sponsors, then click on Michael Anthony, and you'll see Michael Anthony's private stock. I set up a whole page for him. His contact information is at the bottom, phone and email number, and he consults at no charge. And you owe it to yourself if you're suffering to get in touch with Michael Anthony. Michael, thanks for being on the show.
Well, thank you very much, Don. It's always a pleasure, and keep up the great work, sir. God bless.
And I want to let the listeners know that you're going to be on also later on in the month.
Fantastic. Looking forward to that.
And, if I remember correctly, is that the 24th? Help me out here now.
I sure will, Don. And we are scheduled to begin on...
Oh, no, it's not the 24th.
We're on the 16th.
Kanadachi's on the 24th. That's why I had that date on my mind. Yeah, 16th. Tuesday the 16th. So you'll be with us in about 2 weeks.
That's great. Thank you very much. Right. It's always a lot of fun, Don. Thank you.
Keep up the good work, and I'm looking forward to trying out your new Dragon Juice Deluxe.
Delight. Dragon Juice Delight.
Okay, Delight. Deluxe Delight. What's the difference?
I'm looking forward to having you check it out, Don. It's definitely another plus. It really is.
All right. All right. Very good. Yeah, I'll give the listeners a report on that as soon as I try it out.
Trust Excellent. Me. Thank you.
Keep me up working 40 hours a day. Huh?
Easily.
All right. All right. You have a good night. Folks, that wraps it up. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. And tonight's guest, Michael Anthony. Special thanks to Wind Talkers Radio Network. On the sound at BBS Radio, Seth Hendrick. Like to also thank Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. And most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join me tomorrow night when my special guest will be former U.S. Marine Drew Malone Raines III. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.